Magic Man, new football rules, and they don't know Jack. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. If you say the word magic at Lansing Everett High School, thoughts harken back to the George Fox coach basketball teams of the 1970s, which starred Irvin Johnson. But there's a new magic man in the Viking program these days. Veteran coach Mike Smith takes over the reins of the football team at the school this season, and the hopes are that he'll breathe new life into the program like he has with other Lansing area schools. Smith picked up a down-hole program in the 1990s and took the Rams to the state finals in 1995 at the Pontiac Silverdome. More recently, he engineered a turnaround at nearby Eaton Rapids High School. So what attracts him to such a challenge?
Teaching. And I think that's the thing that I get out of it the most, too, is I love to teach. I love this part about it's not just the football, but it's about doing something for someone else. I just really, really enjoy coaching. But it's not just that, it's the teaching as well.
The Vikings trek west for their season opener on Thursday at Sparta. You can read more about Mike Smith on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our game balls this week go out to the girls' golf team at Northville, which won its season opening tournament at Hudson Mills in Dexter last week. The Mustangs returned five of their top six players from a team which finished fourth in Division I last year. And the girls' tennis teams at Ishpeming Westwood and West Iron County dominated the Kingsford Invitational last Saturday and tied for top honors. The two squads finished 1-2 at last year's Upper Peninsula Finals, Westwood winning by a single point. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature covers the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
The biggest rule changes in high school football across the country this year involve player safety. When any required player equipment is missing or worn improperly, an official's timeout shall be declared and the player must come out of the game for one down. This includes players not wearing knee or thigh pads or rolling their pant legs up over their knees and equipment such as shoulder pads or back pads being exposed. The other change continues to hone the definition of a defenseless player, this time affecting the quarterback once he has thrown the ball and become a passer. Until that time, he is defined as a runner. As a passer, he continues to be defenseless until the pass ends or he moves to participate in the play. The penalty for hitting a defenseless player is 15 yards.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The new school year comes with a transition in the leadership chair at the MHSAA as Jack Roberts retired after 32 years at the helm and veteran assistant Mark Ewell has moved up. And with that change at the top, those who are the least educated about how the association works spewed forth about their one issue by which they judge the organization and its leader, from those cowardly souls hiding behind screen names to a couple of radio talkers I heard proving how clueless they really were about how the MHSAA works. Now, don't get me wrong, leadership matters when it comes to the association, but the bottom line of how things work still rests with the member schools and the process. It was that way with Charlie Forsyth, Al Bush, and Vern Norris before Jack Roberts, and Mark Ewell will follow that same path. It was especially laughable that my radio talkers, probably influenced by folks who I'm sure know less than even they do, used their platform the day Jack announced his retirement in April to offer the most sideways commentary I'd heard in 30 years about the association in general, and Roberts in particular. Afterwards, someone at one of the stations texted me to apologize for his colleague, calling the comments uninformed and unfair. Now, I can respect anyone's position as long as it's an informed one, but that certainly wasn't even close to the case here, as they definitely proved that they didn't know Jack and that they don't know Jack about the MHSAA. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.